ओम शांति। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई होप दादी विल कम सून। सो बाय दैट टाइम दादी सेड दैट आई शुड मीट द क्लास, हैव चिट चैट, मे बी यू हैव सम क्वेश्चंस, देन वी कैन मेक द क्वेश्चन रेडी। आई वॉज ऑल्सो गिवन सम क्वेश्चन बट नाउ इट्स ओनली in my head, not on the piece of paper. I was sitting with a group. Nice questions they asked. And I said, okay, we share it with the family. Because anything for personal efforts, when we ask Baba, we ask instruments, then Baba gives the touching. It's not only for the person who is asking. That is beneficial for others as well, because some have lightness and easy nature to ask, others are little bit hesitant, they don't ask. So it is benefit for those who don't ask, blessing to those who ask. So a question was asked. For example, we are living with the people. Not exactly the same words, but the meaning is behind. That we understand that their nature is forceful, bossy, stubborn, and how to deal with them. We want to convey our message, but it doesn't reach. So Baba had said, in fact, you need to serve with the mind. You want to make them understand your viewpoint. First, you have to be knowledge able. Knowledge you have. You know that this person's nature, personality, habits, sanskaras, behavior, whatever words you use it, you know this is what the personality of the person is. You need to prepare the land. You need to prepare your own state of mind. You have knowledge, but you have to become knowledge able, ability to use the knowledge. But knowledge Baba has given, that you check your own attitude first. When you want to talk to the person, do you want to change the nature of the person? The attitude is that this person should not be like this. You want to change others. Or what your consciousness or attitude is, that this one doesn't change, this one doesn't understand, this one is always like this. So it is that you have not given the blessing, because you know you have already blessed that he is not going to change. So what change? Your wish cannot change them. So most important thing is that you have to accept them first. Accept that this is what the nature is. And when you have just realized, when you have really accepted, then you have protected yourself. Your negative feelings will not fight at that time. Because you are not accepting, you are trying to fight with that person inside. And with that fight you want to convince them, or they want to convince you. So you are not listening to them, they are not listening to you. So internal feeling is prepare the land with good wishes, with pure attitude and vibrations, that I really want to convey what I want to say. The soul will listen to me. But if I had created already emotions and feelings, with that if I am saying, then I am not saying what I want to say. I am saying only what has hurt me. I am sharing only the hurt, but not what really I want. And so in this way it becomes the, then understand that I don't want to change that person. First, very important is, I wish that person changes, but I cannot change. It's unnecessary efforts to change other person. I myself am taking so long to change myself, which is my own mind, my own intellect, my own understanding. And I think and understand and realize, and still takes me years and years. And for other person, I think one time I tell them they should change. Two times I have spoken to them, they should change. 10 times I have spoken to them, they still do not understand. I should put myself in that place, that if I myself, I am not changing my own nature and I am taking so long, how can I expect that the other person will change immediately by telling me? And if I would have told also with the really pure feelings of not keeping that hurt or emotions in me, then that good wishes prepare the land for that person, because you have served with the mind before, with pure wishes and good feelings and vibrations before. So that person is not feeling triggered, or this ego is not triggered again. That person does not want to protect its own ego, doesn't want to protect its own authority, does not want to protect its own opinion. So it is an internal change of attitude, feelings, vibrations, everything. It has to be like this, that change. The other thing is, am I really what I am, I want to change in other person? Is it because it's my desire? I have selfish motive behind. Sometimes we want to change that other people change their opinion, change their decision, change their advice because I want them. And so I am attached to my opinion, then that person would not accept my opinion either. I am influenced by their opinion, that person is not attached, they would not change their opinion either. I am hurt, so I would not change. So it means it's a really becoming detached, being soul conscious and detached. So first I shall have to protect myself and check myself. What is my attitude? What is my feeling? So I need to serve with pure vibrations and elevated attitude. Then I am saying the thing because I have served with the mind before, then automatically that person may react still, because ego does not accept our own signal from anybody. It will react, but it will have already created an impact. Even if its reaction is there for a second, but it has, message is gone. Otherwise even the message is not gone. And then words have the power. This is what Baba says, prepare the land and then sow the seeds. The second thing, some question was asked, we Brahmins know, we should love each other when other people are little bit fluctuating and physically they are not well, they are little bit sick. So then definitely we should give them comfort, no? How are you? We should embrace them. We should hold their hand. Then it seems that we Brahmin love, serve each other. So I said, no. In fact, this is the lowest matter, because it is a serving matter through matter. The energy level, when it is on the basis of this hug, embrace. So see, before that is actually the touch is the last sense organs. Sight, sound. When we are, Baba always used drishti. If we really want to convey the feelings of we care, we really respect, we are concerned, so our feelings of love, eyes is the index, face is the index of mind, and eyes are the windows of the soul. In soul consciousness, when the feelings of love are there, the eyes are expressing automatically. And then whatever words you say, it would be filled with power, will make that soul feel that yes, you are concerned. Then it is okay, you are holding hand, or you have put, how are you, okay, it's a different level. But if you are directly making them feel that you want to give comfort to the body, so your body consciousness will make them more body conscious, and they would say, yeah, I have so much aching, you know, I'm feeling so bad, I'm really, you are reminding them. Okay. All right. Yeah. So it means you are making them more conscious of the matter. It's okay, it's also a game. And so it means that we are making them emotional, more aware of the physical sickness. It's not giving comfort. Outwardly, worldly people do that. And with discomfort, they become more aware of their discomfort. So for example, if somebody is sick and say, oh, your face is so pale. What happened to you? You look so sick. Baba says, what are you doing? Are you doing service or you are doing disservice? This is how worldly people serve each other. And if they have not said this, then they feel that they have been not cared. Okay. And here what is always, Baba says, oh, your face is sparkling. You are very strong. You are conqueror of matter. So making them forget their sickness rather than making them aware or that it is a too much sickness. So we are aware. In our heart, there should be definitely feelings of good wishes, feeling of love, this concern that we really want to support this soul with our family, because we are a family. We are concerned. It is not that there should be a concern to support each other. Someone then asked, well, what does it mean, love yourself? I said, Baba says, love yourself, learn to love yourself. So what it is, that most delicate thing to serve in our own life? What is the most delicate? Is our own stage. Very delicate. Very quickly we get upset. Very quickly having the feeling of not being respected, not being given attention, not being included. It's what? Most important thing is to love my own stage. And my stage, when I love my stage, it means I love my virtues. To sustain my virtues, sustain my soul consciousness, sustain my self-respect. Not question of self-respect does not mean that I am a beggar, that others should give me respect. Self-respect means respect yourself. What is self? The qualities within the self, the powers within the self, virtues within the self. That is what is called self-respect. So I, the soul, am aware. Is the from South Africa couple sitting here? Yeah. So, no, because I did not see, I thought perhaps you have not understood that you can sit here, you've gone up. Yeah. So it is for ourselves, means we respect for the qualities that Baba has given to us. And respect is love, and love is respect. When I respect, automatically I will love someone. If I love someone, I will respect them. And love means I protect my qualities. It's not that I love myself, I hug myself. My state, my consciousness, again and again, if something has gone wrong, immediately bringing back that consciousness. Something has gone wrong, instantly I repair myself. Through introspection, we see our state. Through introspection, we check, am I really, with honesty, I am what I want to be? What I want to be, am I really first giving attention to that myself so that others can pay attention to it? When we want, we think that others should love me, it means I have not realized that others cannot love. If the others love me, a bondage will be created. A bondage, a burden, because then I have to pay back to that one. It becomes attachment. Even if they love virtues, should not be, because Baba says it is given by Baba. And so if I love myself, it means first is I love what Baba has given to me. I learn to take care of that. And when I am careless in this, I mean I am not loving myself. To be careful means to be cheerful. To not letting my virtues be disturbed by others I say, but I am tolerant. I have self-respect, but others do not respect me. I have self-respect, but others do not respect me. What does it show? I don't have self-respect. Because others cannot, this expectations of respect is the biggest obstacle. Expectations of respect is the biggest maya. When we call it respect, even Baba is giving us so much every day. How much I believe and respect that. Honestly. Why we get hurt with it? Because others do not accept my decision. Others do not follow what I say. Others do not appreciate. Others do not pay attention. Respect does not mean that Brahmin will get an aarti and do something to you, to me. No, that is not respect. Respect, how do I define what is it? Others do not respect me. They do not accept me. Or they do not really support me. Or do not appreciate. How much I really put into practice and believe and act. But Baba is telling me. On that percentage, this is the spiritual karma philosophy with myself, with God and with each other. Baba loves me very much. Baba respects me. Though we are doing every day regular class, meditation, every day's activity, still how much honesty is there that I do respect and I do put into practice. And yet Baba's expectations changes into hope and always giving me encouragement. This is Baba respect. But we have not developed this quality yet. So it means detachment and yet loving. So if I am attached to my respect, it means I am attached to my, not respect, I am attached to my weaknesses. Weakness is attachment. And so I become detached from that. So when we start working on our own weaknesses, automatically respect from others come. When we are honest with our own transformation, respect comes. So that is called self-love. That is really how to love myself. Means transformation within my own self. Making my stage powerful. And when I learn love myself, automatically my self-respect increases. And then as self-respect is increased, automatically it brings self-respect from others. Self-respect attracts self-respect. And that self-respect is based on how much my love and respect is for my own stage and for Baba. The questions were given to me, but I have left that in my, don't have with me. Was another, that what it is that sometimes, that I remember, that sometime even after many years, we are not able to experience Baba. many, sometimes it is natural experience. Other time, I am not able to experience Baba. Though love is there, faith is there. What blocks? Experience. In reality, Baba gives experience every day. Every day he gives experience. But we become, sometimes, we become attached to the experience what we had in the beginning. And we want to repeat that one. But it would not repeat. When the baby is a child, baby, the mother takes the child in the lap, takes care, gives attention, extra attention, and the child feels, mother loves me. But then, when he's growing old, he's going to school, he's doing business, he's doing other activities, would my mother will give the same attention, same care? It would be different kind of attention and different type of care. So Baba's love, or Baba, to experience Baba, not only just in relationship of the mother or relationship of the father, sometimes Baba gives experience of being is my teacher and I am student, so I have to accept that relationship and the joy will increase. Sometimes Baba is the father and inheritance, intoxication of inheritance is given, and then I accept that churning and that connection, then experience will be there. So we don't have to compare, we block ourselves because of our expectations of the past experience sometimes we had. Is it? This is what my observation for many or for myself is. The moment you compare, oh, it was so good that I had before this experience, that will not come back. It has to be different one. Study is changing, experience will also change. Our dedication should also change. Our attention should also give change. It's not like same in the beginning, it was just only a sample that Baba can give you this thing free. Later on, we have to work on it. And when we work, then he gives 1,000 times, multi-million times more. But we become attached to that experience, and what Baba is giving now, we don't accept that as well. And so it is blocking, we block ourselves of what Baba is giving new every day. Real experience is in the Murli. Because that enables us to have conversation with Baba later on. Yoga is, what is yoga? Yoga is the experiment, what Baba tells in the Murli. And at Murli time, I am not really enjoying, that I cannot enjoy then during the day what Baba has said. And if I have not enjoyed during the day what Baba has said, then what I am speaking in the morning, also my problems, my difficulties, my situations, I am not speaking or appreciating what Baba told me yesterday or Baba told me this morning. So we can create new experience, every day a new experience, on the basis of every day's Murli. Because every day Baba is giving us different methods. So, but if I want to have the past, I am blocking myself. So what blocks, what my understanding is, we block because we want old thing and Baba wants to give us a fresh thing. And so fresh is refreshing. That was a different time, different situations, different feelings. So that feeling will not come back because it is also changed. Not all the time same feeling remain, same feelings in anyone. Even in with people you meet, with the family you meet, with relatives you meet, is the same feeling, same words. Same communication? Different. So in order to make real relationship with Baba, it has to be a different. It should not be the same. But the power will come back same. But if I see the same way, it would not happen. But power definitely comes same. The joy. As a result is, you would experience sometime a lot of bliss, sometime a lot of power, sometime a lot of peace, sometime a lot of happiness, sometime a deep realization. This was also when in conversation, in remembrance, we do realize things. And in realization we begin to speak to the person with whom things have gone wrong. But then realization came, and then next time it is also the same. So those realization, but in fact, if I value even that realization, it's a first step. In realization, at least you are able to see where the relationship had gone wrong. It's a humility inside comes. Internal qualities emerge. And then this preparation with my honesty that this thing has gone wrong because of this, automatically the attitude will change. Next time action will change. So realization is first step. Realization is the basis of transformation. Again, it's our ego blocks that other person should also change, and then I will change. Expectations from them, but no, attention on my own self, checking of my own self. Realization is a preparation for the planning. The mind begins to plan, okay, next time I will do this, next time I do this. You create hope in your own self, you create then self-respect in yourself, and you create the realization or understanding of that person more. And in this way, even if it is a realization, did not bring immediately change, it brings change with honesty and with respect, honest observation of the situation, whatever, what the cause was there. If you go to the cause, then even the other person was wrong and you were right, you are able to then with love and respect and mercy and with self-respect can change. This realization becomes a real checking and change within the self and with others. And this is what Baba says, check and change, transformation. What is mending? So what I need, what Baba expects from us, is one word, is transformation. What others want from us, Baba wants, we want us transformation in ourselves. Others also want transformation of ourselves. But what they want for themselves? What it is that we are not able to deal with each other? It's one realization, is everybody wants to be accepted. Acceptance. Whatever they are. And body consciousness or wrong authority or true effort within our own selves. Acceptance is not there. acceptance when we accept first as what they are. And I also accept myself as I am. Then my relationship, I accept myself as I am, then I will bring transformation in myself. I am fighting and not accept, where will I start? If a doctor is telling me this is weakness, this is sickness, and I don't accept, medicine would not work on me. So if I want to change in myself, I need to accept myself. And if I want to help others, then I have to accept their weakness also. And then through acceptance, I am able to see the specialities, how I can help others and how can I can take support from others. So this was also in conversation. This is the essence that we were talking with each other. I thought until Dadi comes, I can share these things with you that we were having. A nice chit-chat or conversation with each other. So I'd like to let Dadi what she wants to say, but also the introduction from different countries, from different places, because today Dadi is going back to Shantivan. As Shantivan number is increasing since yesterday, day before yesterday, Fanning, already those who have to serve have come already from Rajasthan. This time it is Rajasthan's turn. And generally Rajasthan always works with Abu Nivasis, but this time Muniban and Moiniban said Rajasthan alone has to take care of all departments. So they have come for different, this is why number is more already there. And next and tomorrow and after tomorrow and other days, because other parties will also come. And every evening is an evening of sharing gifts or meeting Dadi. So she will go. And other aspect is Dadi Janki has conversation with Gulzar Dadi almost every day. And Gulzar Dadi is also saying, you went up and you just are seated there. You have not come down. So that is also a loveful relationship with each other. Is also Dadi Gulzar feels alone there and Dadi Janki is busy here with us. It's very good that we took benefit from her presence 4 days, no, more than 4 days actually. She came, 3 days she was here and 3 days already there. So it's a good chance, good opportunity. Everything is a blessing. Dadi was going, she did not go because it was blessing that Hansa felt sick. Hansa Ben, Dadi's assistant, Brahmani, she had like symptoms of pneumonia and was hospitalized. And then she also certainly takes care of Dadi. She is not well. And Dadi was also coughing very much. So both reason became benefit of the season group. No, otherwise somebody was saying to Dadi, that Dadi, I'm so happy that when you are in Shantivan, we don't have even chance to see you even one time. We see you only on the stage. And of course we get a lot of power, a lot of benefit through that as well. But then being here, we meet, you know, we have the morning meditation, then we have the special class, then we have evening meditation, then we have a good night meditation. We have 4 times extra benefit. Has everyone right a comfortable place to stay in? How many of you are staying in Gyan Sarovar? Rest are in Pandavan. Yeah? So is everyone healthy? Wealthy Baba is making every day happy? comfortable stay. And if someone's physical body is not well, or even something is needed for the mind, definitely, please can, of course, support each other. That is what it is, they say, godly, friendly, family and friendship, no? So because sometimes body reacts here, especially for the first comers, first timers. One thing I would like to share, that many people immediately after 2-3 days have a reaction from the body. They cannot digest, indigestion takes place. See, Madhuban offers very rich food, yogurt, also milk with it. There is yogurt, there is milk, there is tea, there is dal with it. There is, it's like a lunch time, full. But in body, this mixture does not, it doesn't suit. You will have, if you are having yogurt and milk together, or yogurt and tea together, it would not suit the body. So one needs to have this careful, and amount that it is given, if morning is eaten, then lunchtime is eaten, that evening is eaten, it cannot digest so much. So please take care of your system. So it is a the body sits, it is a, it cannot digest. It's has a limitation. So please take whatever your body suits only, and amount also makes a difference, that so then system gets sets with it. Otherwise after 3-4 days the container is overfull. So what should it do? When it is overfull, it should be overflowing. It should be then giving back to matter. So a little bit careful about the system. So then it is that you don't miss your yoga, you don't miss the classes, you don't miss the opportunity of enjoying the benefit of what Madhuban is offering. Okay. Now, until Dadi comes, we know somebody would have come, no? Dadi, we want to meet you. And that's okay, meet it now, yeah? So then, so she's, will come any minute, but which minute we do not know. by the time, if you have any question or anything want to share, most welcome. How can love? Okay. The love, the true love, has the very special quality of let go. We have misunderstood them, the love, the definition of love. Love means hold on to. Love means let go. People think I love, so because I love this person, we take we make our heart heavy. Sometimes, because of loved ones, if they are suffering, we suffer. If they have something, we are inside blocking ourselves, taking pain in. That's not love. It's again attachment. And so love cannot love, because love means happiness. Love means freedom. And if love has been possessiveness, and love has become a heavy heart, not openness. It cannot open arm for love for the self, because inside this love is making you feel like a burden. So that's not love. Love means hopeful vision. Like Baba loves us. He has a vision for us of our perfection. And also, he sees our defects very openly, very deeply, but is always encouraging us. Love means encouragement. When this love is there, there is letting go, openness, vision of perfection of the original, and encouragement. Then I can love myself. Love can love what I want. I can love others what they need. What is that soul at that time really is looking for. So am I love myself, I let go of my, if I have not allowed myself to be free, I cannot love myself, because it's wrong definition, wrong influence of love. So like Baba loves us very much, but is very detached. His love, but is very detached. And he is, no matter whatever it is there, we make mistake, we go through the cycle, we have not respected, we have defamed him. And but with open heart, he tells what wrong you have done. Very open. He does not take it as a blame, he does not take it as an insult, he does not take it any pressure. He says, he speaks very openly every day. You have defamed me, you have insulted me. You tell me you don't want to become cats and dogs, and you have put me in cats and dogs. You don't want to be in this cycle of in insects, and you have put me in this. And but great joy says, where I am and who I am. Then with openness, he shares his what he wants from us. To know me, yes, properly. You have not known me, that's why you have gone away, and you have not love for me, because you do not know me. And so we also need to know ourselves properly, what I really want. In this aspect as well, what I really want. Temporary things or permanent things? This is also lack of understanding of love. So when realization of love, then I can love, love can love, means take care. So then this love is taking care. Love means take care. Love means protection. So am I able to take care of what I really want, what I love? If it is not being accepted or it is being attacked, I protect. That's called love. I protect myself. This is what I was saying, that it is a stage. The most delicate thing and most valuable, and the foundation of our whole cycle, relationship with myself, relationship with Baba, relationship with each other, relationship my future status, the relationship my present service. Everything depends on the state of myself. But if I don't care of it, I don't take care of it, I don't protect it, I immediately give my everything in other people's hand. I give my happiness in the hands of others. And others do not give me, but it is something which belongs to me. Because I am okay, but because of others I lost my peace. Because of others I lost my happiness. Because of others I lost my chance. We blame others. But in fact, I did not pay attention to it honestly, what I had to do. I did not care. We were careless. Or I was lazy. And so this is in that way. So then because I have been careless and lazy, or I have ignored this, I did not, instead of letting go, I ignored it, situation. I have to understand. Letting go is of attachment. Means letting go of, if something is has hurt you, if something has is causing problem, or if I am possessive to that, I have to let go. But I have to take care of something else. Its replacement is there. It is just like it's a balance of if somebody is very possessive, very egocentric. Now balance of that is that I have to be very humble. That makes me blissful. Not the subject. There I am serving myself, I am protecting myself, and I am also not allowing, because in my humility then is first protecting me, not to be becoming the victim of the situation, the nature of the other person. Then with that humility, my heart is becoming pure, and I can create good wishes. With that good wishes and my self-respect, then when I speak to other person, it's a different level of conversation. But when ego is there and I am stubborn and make that person show I am not less, I know all your weaknesses, I know this, and I want to talk, other person wants to protect ego. Ego then fight with ego in the name of protection of ego. So our love for each other, respect for each other breaks. Though the love was there, the deep love is there, that we Brahmins want to help each other so that the service can take place, so Baba's sustenance can take place, center can be looked after well, atmosphere should be good. It's love. But what is our approach? It's not loveful. And so in this way we cannot, love was there, but love did not love the truth. So it is just like that real, if I want to help myself and help others, then I have to bring this kind of, just like in Vishnu form, there is a knowledge, but then the balance of the other side is detachment, inculcation. If service is there, it's not the service of the words, it is the service of the power of yoga. Yoga does more service than speech. So it's a balance, just like in the subject of knowledge, yoga, dharana and service, there is balance. In the same way, against ego, balance is of humility. Against insult, balance is of self-respect. Against jealousy, balance is mercy. Other person is jealous, because that person has not taken the opportunity of its the time as given. sometimes overconfidence. I am okay. I know everything. I have been living in the center for so many years. I am experienced. So we become careless on the responsibility that I have to have, take it. Careless means capable person, very capable person, but careless. Now, if the work is not done, if the duty is not fulfilled, if the opportunity is not taken, other person will take the opportunity, no matter what their nature is. They have filled in the gap. They have done the task. Naturally, if they have done this karma, they have to get the fruit. Some automatically drama will make them. Now the other person who was careless becomes jealous. So jealousy is not because of it. Jealousy is not being active, accurate, taking the responsibility. In other words, careless or laziness. As Baba said, that horse riders have these two things, carelessness and very enthusiastic. When you see their character, they are full of enthusiasm. Now such people want love, but they are not loved. They are hungry of love, but they don't experience love. Because it's only superficial action is done. And superficiality, artificial thing, gets only artificial love. Honesty gets honest love. So it is deep karma philosophy. Now for such souls, there is love for those who are honest, and there is mercy for those who did not take the opportunity. And so for also there is a difference between, for some mercies also those who are not really are able to do very good things, very good, very dedicated, hard worker, but they don't love their stage. They don't take care of their stage. Though they make very good karma with yajna, they make deep dedication and surrender everything. Time, they don't care of time, they don't care of work hard, they don't care of... But they don't care of the stage. And these souls do not experience love either. They also, always other people have mercy for that person. Appreciation for hard work, but mercy for the stage. They will always be hungry for love. So what is love? Love is actually, it is all what internally we, our way of thinking, our way of demands, our way of expectations, you need to change that. Then you begin to love yourself. Respect without the stage, without stage good, nothing. And stage is good, doesn't matter, you are defamed, you are criticized, you are blamed. You know, it's a wave. Baba knows you, family knows you, internally they know you, what you are in reality. You get blessings. Even the defamation is there, still the blessing power will be more because of honesty. Blame is from those, their selfish motive is not fulfilled. Blame comes from those. Their desires are not fulfilled. The way they want things are not done. They blame, they defame. But the balance of mercy and the blessings is much more higher. So your stage will never fluctuate. You have to be very honest and open with yourself and also with others. So yoga and dharana, it's also balance. But more balance is the inculcation and knowledge. If knowledge is there, what Baba says, other day you said, what he said, just take this blessing or homework, what you say, put into practice. Kehna or karna. But before that he said, what you think, put it into action. So it means that thinking is also, my thoughts have to be also very positive and also honest, detached observer of my own self. Then I can love myself. Honest, detached observer of myself, that is love, because then I want to honestly change myself. Then I can love myself. Even I have made a mistake. Even I am not capable of doing what Baba wants me to do. I can love myself. Love loves, because his love is for what God wants. His love is what to fulfill Baba's wish. That is my wish. So love can love what Baba loves. But we cannot love which kind of love that other wants love from us. That cannot be, because that is bondage and that creates karmic account. And that brings suffering, and suffering we do not love. Suffering cannot be loved. And this is why the people take suffering in the name of love. They take suffering and then they become so against each other. Like in the family. Husband and wife, parents and children, friends, partners, in the name of love, suffering is taken. And then it becomes such a big reaction and conflict. They don't want to see the face of each other. And it is positive as well. Positive love also is the same. For example, because we are knowledgeable, we have knowledge, but we don't have the ability to apply knowledge. Many people, because of love and because of mercy, pure heart, they serve, for example, in a handicapped hospital, disabled hospital, mental people suffering, they feel mercy. And they give so much time, energy, care, sustenance. It's their love they want to give. But they are not detached of the karmic account of others. So in the name of love and mercy for humanity, they take sorrow. And then end up they become the same problem what they were serving. They themselves become a problem. Others have to serve them. And so love means detachment. Love means detachment. Love is not love what we thought before. And then when it is nyara, that is pyara. So what is God's praise? Nyara, pyara. Pyara, nyara nahi. Means first detached, then loving. In every aspect. If even for example, means whatever state we have been now reached in the Iron Age, Baba says, I cannot tolerate my children suffering anymore. He says this. But he says it's drama, I cannot come before. Though he says that my children are suffering, can you not see, how can you tolerate that the poor mercy people are crying? And yet, according to drama, he has to come at his own time. So he is detached, you know, but very loving. He gives comfort by expressing his love. So unique way of being detached and yet very loving. And this is why God's love is called Nyara Pyara. Nyara means detached, Pyara means loving, and Nyara means not like ordinary people. It's called unique, extraordinary. And so this way, the love that Baba is teaching us is not ordinary love. It's pure love. So love has been all the time from the golden, from God to the deities, from deities to the devotees, from devotees to the people. Love has been, it's a thread of love. But the definition of love and purity is love is changed. God's love, benevolent love, pure love. Deity's love, neutral love. Very neutral, this is, there is not any kind of attachment. Attachment is not there, but the quality of love is there. If somebody dies or somebody, even the kingdom is given, is not given because of attachment. It's the souls what who have made effort now, they claim their kingdom. It's not that the deity, the king is happy, I am going to give kingdom. Respects that soul. How the Baba says that the golden aged kingdom is given, the children are given the respect, they are given tilak, they are offered everything. Not with worry, but with respect. Love is neutral, love is respect worthy love. It's natural love. Devotee's love is based on the achievement that the souls had received from God and from deities. It's also love. And because of love, this devotion started. They want to respect the statue. They want to offer flower, they want to offer fruit, they want to offer them nice clothes, they want to... It's the expression of love. That's why people say bhakti is love. It's bhakti. Bhakti because we have called it, because it is ignorance, based on ignorance. But it was based on love. So purity of love changed, degree of love changed, quality of love changed, characteristics of love. And now, iron-edged love creating lake of sorrow for each other. It's a lake of sorrow, not love. Suffering, bondage, which is then becomes vice and attachment, you know. That's why it is called attachment. Love is virtue. Attachment is vice. Self-respect is virtue. Ego is vice. So it is quality changed. So in ourselves, own whatever qualities we had, they changed. So we have to check and change to bring the quality level that which was there. Change, we have to brought the change we were before. Change what we were before. So no change, but perfect change.